Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening today. So on today's show, I have a returning guest. I have Joanna Van Tine. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Carol.
And so we're here. I know we're still in April, but I brought Joanna on because we are going to be talking about Mental Health Awareness Month, which is actually in May. But Joanna has a lot of kind of activities going on. We have a lot of information to share. So we thought we'd kind of bring it to our audience a little earlier. So Joanna, again, thank you for being on the show. And we were talking a little bit before how I remember when I first met you, and we were kind of just talking about how much is going on. And all I need to say to you is thank you, because the resources that you're bringing to our community, the trainings, the groups, the support groups, is truly amazing and truly needed. So thank you for everything that you're doing for
thank
us.
Thank you.
And for those of you that don't know, Joanna works for NAMI, and I'll have her talk about NAMI. She's an educator, facilitator, and an advocate for individuals with mental illness, correct?
Correct.
So tell our audience, what does NAMI stand for?
NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It's the largest mental health organization in America, dedicated to bettering the lives of the millions of Americans that suffer with mental health issues.
Right. And mention some of the mental health issues that people may not think would fall under that category, like anxiety.
Anxiety, depression, OCD, which is obsessive compulsion disorder, anorexia, bipolar, schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the list goes on and on.
Right. And so NAMI is an organization, like you said, that first of all advocates for individual with mental illness. And I think that's really important.
Yes.
You know, especially, you know, us in the last year with COVID and the pandemic and people being isolated, I think mental health is coming to the forefront a little bit more. Do you agree with that?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, even those that never suffered before with a mental health issue mm-hmm. are coming forward with issues.
Right.
And seeking help.
Right. And that's where my next question for you. Yeah. You are very instrumental in starting a support group for mental health in Wayne County. And now the exciting news is there's going to be one in Pike County also, right?
There is. That's the very exciting news that we have this morning. Starting May 12th, Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. at Ryan's Deli in Lords Valley on Route 739. We're going to be having mental health support group there. It's going to run every second and fourth Wednesday of the month.
Okay, great. And talk about the one you have one in Wayne County that you've been running
yes.
for a while. When is that being held?
The Wayne County Mental Health Support Group is in Lakeville between 7 and 9 p.m. at the Lakeville Firehouse on the corner of Daniels and 590.
Okay, great. If they want information about either one of those support groups, what number can they call?
They can call the office at 570-342-1047.
Okay, great. And so tell us a little bit about the support groups. Who usually participates in them? Who are they for?
Currently, our mental health support group is for family support. However, there are people that come there who have the mental health issue as well. So it's kind of a mixed group.
Mm-hmm.
And It varies, you know. There's times that we have 4 people in a group or 15,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that's what majorly consists of.
Right. So, you know, definitely families who are dealing with family members or friends or relatives with mental health, they can participate in
yes.
the support groups.
The struggles they deal with, the frustrations.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's definitely one resource. And some other resources that you do training in our community, correct?
Yes, I teach the family-to-family class.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 6-week course that we teach either at the firehouse in Lakeville in person, which we did our first class there. Then we were in lockdown again, so we decided to go Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Doing it virtually via Zoom. We had quite a few participants as well in our second class. And we're starting the third class. We're launching it May 18th. So it's going to be Tuesday nights starting May 18th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And that's going to be totally virtual. If you're interested, you have to call the office again, 570-342-1047, because we have to order the materials for you and mail them out to you.
Okay. Okay. So
and it's free. We don't charge anything.
And that's what all your programs that you
Everything.
Do are all free.
Correct.
I mean, and this is a resource, you know, all these resources are so beneficial to our community. And then, so the family group that you do. And then there's also the mental health first aid, correct, training that you?
We teach mental health first aid as well as youth mental health first aid. Same thing there. And the youth mental health first aid as well as the mental health first aid, it's really interesting because the youth one focuses primarily on, you know, the youth. But I think it would be very beneficial for parents, teachers, coaches, anyone who's dealing with young children should really take it.
Right, right. So, and you can, you know, they can give your office a call and you will go out there or, you know, arrange to
Absolutely.
Do those training with
we
these groups.
We could do it with these groups virtually or we can do it in person, however they prefer.
Right, right. And so I think I haven't had the ability or had the opportunity yet to, you know, participate, but I plan to do one of those,
Good.
You know, because I think it's really important just to be informed and,
be informed,
you know,
and recognize.
Right.
If, God forbid, you should be in that situation.
Exactly.
You know, and know if someone is struggling.
Right. And like we said, you know, especially with students, we noticed that they are struggling more because of this pandemic, because of being socially isolated.
Tremendously. And so are the elderly.
Right.
The elderly, and they're seeing it more and more with those elderly people who have dementia.
Yes.
It's really a serious issue.
Right. And so you're there to help. So the nice part, too, is, you know, May is the awareness month. So
yes.
We want to bring this out in the community. And you're doing some real exciting things,
oh,
you know,
are.
Here in Wayne County, some in Lackawanna County, because you work closely, you know, NAMI is Northeast. So you kind of do Wayne, Pike, Lackawanna, just to mention Susquehanna County also.
Mm-hmm.
You cover those areas. So what are you doing in Wayne County?
Well, we're tying bows and ribbons around the trees and lampposts of all three parks in Waymart, Honesdale, and Hawley. We also have the courthouse being lit up green for the month of May.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to our commissioners.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited.
They're big supporters of NAMI and many other groups like NSPI, the National Suicide Prevention Group that we participate
mm-hmm.
in. Anything to help bring awareness and to help our community. They are always, always very supportive of
very.
All the programs we do.
I
you know,
agree.
Even for Wayne Memorial Hospital, the commissioners, you know, are always there to listen, work with us.
For sure.
They are
yes,
an
they
awesome
are.
Group of individuals,
and
I have
on,
to say.
And on May 6th, they're issuing us a proclamation. So at 10:30 in the morning, if anyone wants to come and stand behind us and support us and support mental health, 10:30 in the morning up in the courtroom there, we're going to be issued a proclamation for Mental Health Mental Health Awareness Month.
Right, because that's really important.
Mm-hmm.
So you're also going to put, you know, I just kind of want to give a shout out to your Lackawanna partner, Marie, and they're going to do some bow presentations there, right, in the different parks?
Yes, we have four parks in Lackawanna County that are going to be decorated. We also have the Lackawanna Heritage Trail, all the openings to the Lackawanna Heritage Trail is going to be decorated as well with bows and ribbons. Susquehanna is helping us out as well. We have the green in front of their courthouse that we'll be able to decorate as well.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And I know that you had just finished up a program, well, not you, but the Wayne Highland School Districts, correct?
Yes, they did an art show on 6th and River. The sixth grade art teacher, Kat Beisel, was kind enough to recognize NAMI NEPA in particular, and all her proceeds, 100%, were donated to NAMI NEPA from that art show.
Right.
Big thank you and a big shout out to her.
Mm-hmm. Because we know that people work through their mental health in different ways. And one is art.
Oh, yes, big time.
And so I'm sure, you know.
Art, expression, music.
Right, music is another one.
I'm seeing a lot of baking recently. People are telling me about their baking or their crafts and knitting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So those are great ways and resources to kind of maybe de-stress, you know, work through whatever may be happening in your brain right there and then. So these are great things that you may even talk about at your support group.
We do. And this past Monday, we had a comedian. It was a nice show that we offered for free on our website. And she was fantastic. Gab Bonesso, Riding the Wave, it was called. And she presented all her mental illnesses in a comedic way.
Right.
She's been through a lot of trauma and mental health issues herself. And she brought it out in such a funny way. But it was an inspiring way, I guess, to people with mental health issues. They see it as, you know, something different and inspiring that people could thrive with mental health issues.
Right. And
as
people,
she is.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And give back to the community and educate the community.
And that's what she was doing and raising awareness, which was fantastic.
Right.
I mean, we try to do it here and there at our support group meetings with maybe some chair yoga or I have somebody come in that will do like an essential oils class, a little couple things here and there for self-care. And coming up May 17th, we have another one coming up. It's called Laughter Yoga. Again, if you're interested in partaking in it, it's going to be virtual. You call the office at 570-342-1047, and you could register for that.
Right. And there's also a website, too. I mean, getting, you know, the phone number is really important to call if that's what you have. But you have, you know, a website, right?
Yes.
A Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. The website is naminepa.org, and the Facebook page is NAMI Northeast Region, PA. For Facebook.
Right.
We have an independent NAMI of NEPA Wayne County Support Group Facebook page, but and they both go, you know, hand in hand. Whatever's posted on the Northeast region is also posted on the NAMI of NEPA Wayne County Support Group.
Right. And I think maybe you want to give a shout out to Wallenpaupack High School for helping make the bows.
Oh, I do. They are tremendous. Let me tell you, one of the teachers there, and I'm sorry, I can't remember her name right now because I'm only going by first name basis. She has or had all her students make our bows for us. We made 120 at a bow workshop we held at the firehouse 2 weeks ago. But then she volunteered her students to make more. She just wanted us to make up some kits. So Marie, who's the executive director, Marie Anikovich and I, decided to put the kits together, and I think we made about 80 kits.
Wow.
So they could each make 5 bows each through that bag, and I delivered them to Wallenpaupack Area High School.
Right, yeah, right. So
great kids.
It is. And, you know, and that's another way to increase awareness for these students.
Absolutely.
You know, because they can, you know, when they put those bows together, they'll see NAMI on there and maybe, you know, talk about it among them, among their friends, because we know students, you know, among students usually talk to each other and, you know, may help each other.
So I dropped off some resources too at the guidance office just for students.
Right.
Maybe they'll pick up and read one here and there if they need it.
Right. And that's a project that we're working with NSPI and NAMI, which is the Northeast Suicide Prevention Group, that both you and I are on that those teams, trying to increase awareness for mental health. And we are doing some projects for the local schools with some resource
information. That's going to be a good one, too.
Yeah. Put little lifesavers
cards,
in them.
Right.
Yeah. And said, you know, the
important
cards are going
to
say.
Phone numbers.
Right. Be a lifesaver. Let someone know. Help is available.
Yeah.
So that's really important.
Definitely.
That, you know, I think if people have that resource, they you know, feel better maybe that they can reach out for help. And that's what the
main
thing is.
I'm just glad we finally have this resource in Wayne County.
Right, right.
You know, before there was nothing, I felt there was nothing, at least when I was going through it all 5 years ago with my own son. I had nowhere to turn to and no one to talk to.
Right.
It's different now.
It is.
You got to make that difference.
And you know? Thank you again, Joanna, for that. Because really, you have been a real driving force in our county to bring this, you know, to light. Not, we know it's there, but to bring the resources, to bring the help to people in our community. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm trying. I see community members actively getting involved too.
Right.
Local businesses and Mm-hmm. Just people in general.
So again, this is Joanna Van Tine, and we're talking about Mental Health Awareness Month. So, you know, around the county, look for those bows, look for the green lights on the courthouse. And, you know, the phone number again, if people want information.
570-342-1047. Hey, and don't forget to wear green on May 22nd. It's Mental Health Awareness Day, and it's Go Green.
Wonderful. Thank you for that last plug. Joanna, thank you again for being
Thanks
on the show.
Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.